Hello and welcome to the CrossFit Lynchpin private track. Today is Monday, October 18th, 2021. If you're brand new, welcome aboard. You're going to absolutely love it. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. But whether you're brand new or if you've been around for a while, if you haven't yet, what you should do is pause this video and watch the other video attached to today's training entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. That's going to give you all the information and backstory you need to fully benefit from everything that I'm going to say in this workout and in every daily workout, quite frankly. So please pause this, watch that, then come on back and you'll have everything that you need to know. Okay, here we go. The workout of the day, classic named CrossFit benchmark workout, beloved by all, kind of. I put a little twist in it, and I hope you appreciate it. I don't know if you'll appreciate, maybe is not the right word. You'll benefit from it, though. How about that? That's fair. The workout is Isabel, which people associate with 30 snatches for time, 135 for men, 95 pounds for women. However, it's classically done as power snatch because it's just less demanding than the full snatch, and people prefer to do the power snatch, but that's not how we're going to do it. We're going to do Isabel for time, 30 squat snatches, aka full snatches, at 135 for men, 95 pounds for women. You're welcome. Last time we did this was July 20th in the year 2020. If you want to go back in your Beyond the Whiteboard app, check your data, see how that went for you. Did you make a good decision? Should you modify something? And we also have it today as a two-person team workout because fitness with friends is fun. And that's just as a two-person team, you're doing 60 squat snatches, only one person working at a time. There's a couple other things to talk about in this particular workout. I gave you another loading option. If 135 for men or 95 pounds for women is a bit too ambitious, then you can use 60 to 65% of your one rep max snatch, and that should be a great place for you to be. The other part, which is interesting about today, is if you look closely, it says for time or not. So once a week at Lynchpin, we put in a workout that we give you the option to do without running the clock. And imagine believe it or not, you'll still be fine. Sometimes in CrossFit, we think if I don't run the clock and try to bury myself with intensity, it's not a workout. It's a fallacy. Once a week, not running the clock is so good for you, not just physically, but your mental health as well. It's a great stress relief, and we have found it helps tremendously with people's long-term sustainability, and it keeps you fired up and enjoying training. And I choose the workout each week specifically as to which one I give you the option to do not for time. Now, you can do any workout that you want not for time, if that's what your body is telling you is appropriate. Don't run the darn clock. But for today's workout, pardon me, it's early here in the great state of Washington, still getting my coffee. I chose today as a four time or not because since the full snatch, the squat snatch is challenging, that there might be some people that, yeah, you could do 30 of them, but maybe you're not going to make the more likely time, then you'll start to feel bad and all that. Well, the heck with that. This could be a great day as long as you keep yourself safe and your technique is solid throughout the entire time. But if you just need to take longer rest periods and to accumulate 30 squat snatches, well then that's a great way to do it in a great day to just get better at the squat snatch and don't worry about the clock. So again, today could be a great day to do it not for time. We've got a video showing the full snatch. Super fitness robot time, 5 minutes or less. It's blazing fast. Let's just get that out there. It's blazing fast for full snatch. More likely time in the neighborhood of 10 minutes. But again, maybe it's going to take you 15. Maybe it's going to take you 20. Maybe you're going to do it as a 30-minute EMOM and just do one squat snatch every minute on the minute for 30 minutes. Stay safe, stay happy, and just take the day to work on your squat snatch. Great way to do it. Scaled option for time or not. Assuming that you could obviously just scale the loading down, clearly. But if we're assuming that maybe the full snatch is a bit too technically demanding, then what we're going to do is 30 you do a power snatch, and then once you have it overhead, you do an overhead squat. And so one of those will replace a full snatch. So you'll do 30 power snatch plus overhead squat, 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women. And we have a partner version of that as well. Video showing the power snatch as well as the overhead squat. Limited equipment options. So I'm giving you two different avenues to go with this. One that's very demanding of flexibility and one that's a little bit less demanding. And that way you can kind of pick which one makes the most sense for you. So for the limited equipment crew, they don't have barbells, they've just got dumbbells. The first one that's very demanding of flexibility involves single arm dumbbell, that's the second one's more demanding. It's a little early in the morning. So the first one is 3 rounds for time of 30 single arm dumbbell power snatches and then 15 dumbbell squats. So for that one, the set of 30 single arm dumbbell power snatches, that's just, you need only a single dumbbell for that, a 50 for the men, a 35 pounder for the women. It's 30 reps total, and you're alternating arms each time. For the sets of 15 dumbbell squats, that involves a pair of dumbbells, and that's 15 dumbbell squats. Now, the other option, which is the one that's demanding of flexibility, quite demanding, and that requires just a single dumbbell, a 50 for the men or 35 for the women, is 60 dumbbell squat snatches. And that's receiving that dumbbell in a one-arm dumbbell overhead squat. That's tough. So that's why I want to give two options today. And we've got videos showing the single-arm dumbbell power snatch, the dumbbell squat, as well as the dumbbell squat snatch. No equipment workout today. 3 rounds for time of a 1 minute handstand hold against a wall or a tree or whatever you can, or a fence, and then 50 air squats. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. The first part is going overhead two different ways. You're going to pick one of them if you decide to do the accessory work, of course, optional. The first part is a SOTS press, 4 sets of 5 to 8 reps, demanding even with an empty barbell, quite frankly. Or your other choice is linchpin complex number 8, which is for load. You choose the load. Should be appropriately challenging. Keep yourself safe. 1 power snatch, 1 hang power snatch, and then 1 full snatch. That's considered a complete complex. You did a complex. You will do 3 to 5 complexes, your choice, resting a couple minutes between each. It is intended to be unbroken, but if you have to break it up to keep yourself safe, then by all means do that. And again, you choose the loading. The other part of the optional accessory work, your friend and mine, the dumbbell front rack lunge. You're just going to do 3 challenging lunges, resting a couple minutes between each. They're not supposed to be till failure. We're just trying to build some leg strength and stamina. So I just put 3, varying in length from 10 to 20 meters. It just depends upon how heavy the dumbbells are that you have. You choose the loading. We've got a video showing that movement. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the kneeling layback and the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. Both of those you will hold for 1 to 2 minutes, and both have a video. Final thing I'll say for today. At the end, we've got this line, and I hope you take it to heart. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.